work as I souffle. Hey, Papa Legba, open the door. Hey, Papa Legba, ouvrez-moi la souffle. Hey, Papa Legba, mambo la sirene, help us sing just like the angels. And everything. I swear to God, it's amazing. Getting out of the house is just an amazing thing. The first thing that happened, we all get in the car and we're driving right around the corner and David says, "Did you see that Viking boat heading down Fifth Street?" Girl Scouts honor. I know, that's what I said. It's like, I guess your meds are off tonight. It's a little scary. So that started the day. P.S. Nice leaves. Yep. We're going to do a whole bunch of tunes in a short period of time. We have a new CD out. We're going to do some of the tunes from that CD. But before we do, we're going to do something that we recorded on Bless My Soul, which is the previous CD we did. And it's one that that was inspired by a concert that we went to by Cyril Neville, who was an amazing singer, amazing guy. And he said something that really stuck with me. He said, we all came over on different ships, but We're in the same boat now. My people came over in a rickety ship, shoulder to shoulder and hip to hip, but robbed what they get, all they could hold, hoping they dig in the streets of gold. Some folks get over against their will, they've been put down in the fall down still, snatched away from the heart and home, working their lives down to the bone. Kathleen and Tony are in the car driving up together, and there's a screeching of the tires as Kathleen notices roadkill. Probably a common thing around here, but from where we're from, not so much.
Dinner.
Particularly because it was a porcupine. So,
where are you from?
From the Philly area. So this was a big news. So anyway, apparently they pulled a U-turn on the highway, which I think is impressive in and of itself, went back to check out the porcupine, which Kathleen then got out of the car and just went right over and started pulling little things up.
No, I was not doing it.
She growled first.
License. So, and, but But going through his head is, if this thing is just plain possum and comes to life and starts shooting its porcupine things at Kathleen, and we end up at some wacky emergency room with Kathleen like in acupuncture, and what am I gonna tell Nancy? So that was it. Anyway, apparently it was indeed deceased. Very carefully. Hey, let's do it too, Paul. Kincaid, come back to the shack. Kincaid, come back to the shack. Now this is getting serious as a heart attack. Kincaid, come back to the shack. When's Katie gonna come back? CD, and the new CD is called Shoot the Moon, and on the cover of the new CD, which is beautifully done in t-shirt form, thank you, anyway, so it's got this little kid with a slingshot, so we decided we needed slingshots, and then we decided that we should probably silk screen underpants. I know it's a joke. That's it. It's how the mind is a terrible thing. Anyway, but here. What the hell is going on here? So, daylight? Thank you. So, now, the theory behind it is shoot the moon. First of all, well, it's silk screen, but it's got glow in the dark, so you can always find them in the dark. But, so, and then we thought, okay, well, this is my idea of a reverse Elvis with a Willy Wonka overtone. So the reverse Elvis, now, women used to throw underpants at Elvis, so the idea of the reverse Elvis, so we're gonna, and then the Willy Wonka part is there are three pair of underpants. Two are glow in the dark with just white writing. One is with gold writing. You guys are like so freaking easy. Anyway, so whoever, now this is the first time of the triple shoot. Whoever gets the gold undies gets a free CD after this set. Anyway, girls, ready? Just didn't kind of guys share them with your friends. So here's, all right, we've got a winner. So here's the title track from the CD. It's called "Shoot the Moon."
Thank you.
down a little bit and do a tune that that Mark and I wrote for some friends of ours who were getting married. And this was a couple of times around. So they weren't wearing white, but they were walking the aisle anyway. So there's a tune called Love Lives Here.
Thank you.
you. Here's a new tune called Heart in the Middle. It's a tune about getting older and being cool with it. Some Viking ships going by, and you'll just dive on board. Just get out the paddle and start rowing. We're going to do a tune right now. We'd like to bring up one of my best friends in the whole wide world. We're going to do a tune right now that Mark and I wrote about places. We just love traveling. We're just loving getting in that van and going visiting porcupines and leaves and moose crossings and frost heaves. And it's like one big potholes too. We love everything. That's just how we are. But there was one place that we went to that was really pretty awful, and that's Sparks, Nevada. It's an unsettling place. They are trying to make this area, which is filled with casinos and gaming establishments, they're trying to make it into a family-friendly resort. And to that end, they have imported clowns. If that weren't freaky enough, we were the place we were staying was also a gaming establishment, and one of the things to make it family friendly is they had people, they lent people strollers that had beer containers and ashtrays on them. The baby's going, ah. Aces and eights, aces and eights. Anyway, so, but the good news about it is that we can then take that experience and move it forward into our world and write tunes about it. This is one called I Feel Lucky. Thank you very much.
Hire that guy.
We got time. You're hired. We got time. time for one more tune for the set. We're going to take a short break, and then the big dogs are coming in. So one of the things I wanted to, we link this next tune up, the last tune, with a foundation that we've been supporting in Haiti, in Jacmel, Haiti, called Art Creation Foundation for Children. And it is, I've been going to Haiti for about 15 years, and this is really the only thing that I found that actually works down there. And one of the things that they do, it's an art-based program, and the kids make these little wonderful paper mache birds that we have for sale back there. They're 10 bucks each, and every penny goes to the foundation. So through this whole process, the last couple of years of supporting them, we've been able to, with everybody's help, raise way over 10 grand. So just one bird at a time. So just to let you know, we got that back there. We got CDs, we got t-shirts, we got all sorts of stuff. If nothing else, come back and please say hi to us. On behalf of our wonderful, wonderful band, Angel Band, featuring Mark Moss on guitar. The Viking King himself, David Bromberg on guitar. On drums, Josh Konuski. On bass, both upright and electric, Tony Capella. And on smoking fiddle, Nate Grove. And on vocals, Allie Page. Kathleen Weber. And I'm Nancy Josephson. Thank you so very much for your time and patience. Hope is on the way, y'all. Thank you.
on my greasy board. I got these wound up rollies never before. There's speech on the head, all right, and I don't see a kind of sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home alive. I got 10 Ford gears in Georgia overdrive. Big blue light pills, my eyes are open wide. Nothing by the speed tonight, I can dodge all the scares, all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Boys, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I got hot a lot of women, but I'm not like those other guys. I ain't fun to hold me tight, but I could never let loose, all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Thank you.
Benjamin, baby. Cause I'm in love with you. Someday a man gonna come along, girl, and break your heart in two. A one-sided love affair. Baby, sure ain't no fun. So much, huh? If the rabbit had a gun.
Thank you.
there's really only two songs. There's the Star Spangled Banner and the blues. I got a call before the show from President Obama. I lived in Hyde Park, Illinois, 5.5 blocks from the Obama family for 22 years. Okay? So as I said, I got a call before the show from President Obama. And I asked her if there was any way I could help with the recovery. And he said, you know, bring a lot of shit to sell. So I brought a bunch of CDs, DVDs, DVDs. And if you love your country, you'll buy as many as you possibly can. I got this new CD. I'm proud of this thing. What I did was I called up a bunch of people more famous than I am, because I'm not really that stupid. And I asked each one of them to write a song for me. And then produce me doing it. And pretty much everybody said, sure. And so that's what the new CD is. I called it Use Me. I got tracks from with Tim O'Brien, John Hyatt, Levon Helm, Los Lobos, Widespread Panic, Linda Ronstadt, Keb Moe, Dr. John, the Butcher Brothers, a lot of people. We'll try that. Let's try the Hyatt team. Some of the reviews said, "Hi, it was crazy to give this one away." No, I didn't call her. You gotta understand, she's new and young. I'm old. I don't know those young ones. You know how I can be, baby. Some guy been bluffing all this life, finally feels compelled to tell you the truth. Never gave two thoughts about a maybe. And now you can't shut him up. It's like you're a priest listening to his confessions of a misspent youth. You a big old slice of that day. guys must be know Tim O'Brien. He's played here, hasn't he? I guess you don't know Tim O'Brien. Okay, Tim O'Brien, little red-haired son of a bitch. And he plays guitar, mandolin, fiddle, sings and writes songs as though it was easy as breathing. Sweat in my eye.
I hate when that happens.
Well, I went out last night. I hardly had a choice. I couldn't stand the sound. Voice, you should have heard me talking on the telephone. All morning long, enough good to say. You came and tried to help me, but I pushed you away. I said, I'm too happy to help. Falling.
with Levon?
Yeah.
Levon's doing unbelievably well. Actually, when I recorded with him, was recovering from a surgery on his vocal cords with a benign tumor, and he couldn't talk. So he couldn't write me a song. So we actually ended up recording two. I called Larry Campbell, who works very closely with Levon and directs the band and everything. Larry said, let's do one of your tunes. So we did a blues of mine, and he wrote gorgeous horn charts for it. And at the end of the session, I thought, you know, should have done something that's more like what Levon has been recording lately. And I thought of this old jug band tune, and we did it in about 3 minutes. And we were out in Colorado at a, what do they call those places? They used to have this movement where people would come and spend the summers in these cabins and listen to speeches and things like that.
Chautauqua.
So we were at a Chautauqua camp in Colorado, a huge one, and we were doing a workshop. And I was doing this tune, and I realized that it was exactly like the same groove and the same chord, slightly different melody, but, you know, basically the same song as a song that started out as rock and roll and ended up as folk music, which is an unusual path for a song to take, but this one did it. You'll see. I'll play it both. If I thought of that when we recorded Levon, would have kicked me out of the studio. Thank you.
don't take no chance.
He had way too much time on his hands. He was a tape trader, and he got hold of every tape of every show I had ever done in my life. And he sent me 14 CDs, each one 80 minutes or more, most of them more, containing all different songs I'd done live. And there were a bunch in there I completely had forgotten. I hadn't forgotten about that one, no. No? You're not going to get it, because I think I only performed this thing once before. So, it's so such a good song. We're going to try and play a Dixieland out. We'll see how far we get with that.
faster than a passenger train. Nobody knows
gentlemen.
Hello, Mom, send money. This has become one of my favorite tunes to play, and I usually introduce it by saying, this is one nobody expects us to play, but I've been throwing all kinds of shit at you tonight. So here's another one. Stuff that we haven't done in years, and then we did stuff you're very good.
I'll do one you didn't ask for, but you would have if I allowed you to continue asking. Whenever it hits 17, when you play against the dealer, because you know the odds won't rise with you. And never leave your woman alone with friends around to steal her. Years are gambled and lost like summer wages. So we'll keep rolling on until we'll get to Vancouver and the woman I love's living there. It's been 6 long months or more since I've seen her. Maybe gamble and lost like summer wages. And in all the beer parlors all down along Main Street, the dreams of the seasons are spilled down on the floor. All the big stands of timber already performing, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. I saw them work on those towboats in my slippery city shoes, of which I swore I would never do again. Through the great fog bound strays of where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer wages. introduce everybody. Playing the mandolin, guitar, fiddle, outfield is inexplicable, Mitch Corp. Playing bass, singing the high harmonies, and conducting the band. One of the best musicians I ever worked with, Butch Pena. Playing fiddle and mandolin, and a visitor from another galaxy, Nate Thrower. And off stage is a man who's become my favorite drummer, Josh Kanuski, has been playing with us. He's good man. Nate has a CD that coincidentally goodbye. And Mitch has one. That, did you bring it? Yeah, you could buy that one too.
So when?
I'm very proud of the caliber of musicians I've been able to work with through the years, and I'm also perversely proud of the fact that I've always had the guts to have a better guitar player than I am in the band. And Mitch's CD is all guitar solos, and I wanted to play one for you. Wake up, mama. And turn your lamp down low.
I'm singing, wake up, mama, and turn your lamp down low. Now, how the hell did you find the nerve to drive me away from your door? Oh, you're a mighty mean woman to do me this way. Girl, this is cold. Treat your daddy this way. I'm gonna leave White River this time. You best believe this time I'm going away to stay. You know, I once loved a woman. She was the sweetest thing I've ever seen. I had the love of a girl. Finest thing you've ever seen. She treated me like I was a king, Lord, and like she was a doggone queen. My mama let me run reckless. My daddy died. It drove me wild. Mama let me run reckless. Daddy drove me wild, wild, wild. Hey, I know I'm not good looking, but I swear I must be some sweet woman's angel child. Tell your sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell your cousin, cousin, tell your friend, I'm going to the country, and mama, do you want to go? I might bring them on, baby, and I might bring them on one or two more. I'll be reachless of my daughter, would not stop till the senior color farmer. When you got the boy to hot reach, throw the mama, hand him a traveling shoes. I want you to know right now the child got the Statesboro blues. You know the church bells ringing, the secretary's singing, the preacher, can't you hear the sister shout? The children are up in the pulpit just trying to learn that song. And that low down dirty deacon up and got my girl and gone. I'll give it back the hand, I want you to be gone, brother. Give it back the shoes, I want the dress and all. If you don't love your daddy, you got no right to stand and squall. Give me back the week I bought you and let your goddamn head go bald. I done the ball for your woman away last winter. I suffered through the summer and I suffered through the fall. I done more for you, mama, than God in heaven ever done. Hell, I put hair up on your head and you know that he never give me an arm. She wouldn't bring in her breakfast, wouldn't give me the dinner, she spoiled my supper, she threw it outdoors. I think the woman was trying to tell me to go. She had the nerve to ask me if a matchbox could hold my clothes. I can't be no bank boss or superintendent. Lord, I'm never getting up on a cold tipple. I promise the good Lord, I never would dig no cold. Gonna hang around White River Junction, try and find myself some jelly roll. Sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell your cousin, tell your mama, tell your papa, everyone you know, I swear I'm going to the country. Baby, do you want to go? I might bring you along, mama might bring along one or two more. Maybe she does a battle, but would not stop. You should have seen the color farmer when he got the boil of hot, reach over mama and hand him a travel shoes. I want you to know right now, the child got the stasis. I want you to understand, it's even I got the stasis. I want you to know right now, I got the stasis for blues. I got a stasis for blues. I got a. I got the stasis for blues. I got a. Lord, I got a. I got a.
brains of tin. Turn them lights down. Tear to my eye.
Thank you.
sitting in a dental home. When I walked in by the woman upstairs, when I got inside, she wasn't anywhere now. Where?
There's a small seedy bar not too far from here.
Bar,
is that what it's called?
Noise
a bar?
Huh? Filling station.
Filling station. Yeah, that's probably it. I was in there one night. One morning. And another night. Feeling. And a guy came, I don't know if he was a local or a stranger, he came and sat beside me. So I punched him. I ignored him. This guy didn't have any money. And he said, if you buy me a drink, I'll tell you a great story. And then I punched him. I didn't punch anybody. He did tell me a great story, though.
It wasn't that good.
It was like, you know, I was in another bar in another town. Guy came in, he talked to the bartender. He said, if I show you something fantastic, will you give me a beer? Bartender said, I've seen a lot of fantastic things. It better be really fantastic. Guy reaches into his pocket and pulls out a tiny little piano, a little tiny bench, and a hamster. And the hamster sits at the piano and starts playing the Moonlight Sonata. Bartender said, okay, you get a beer. You brought him a beer. If I show you something even more fantastic, will you give me another beer? Bartender said, this I gotta see. Guy reaches another pocket, he pulls out a frog, he puts the frog on the bar next to the hamster. Hamster starts playing guitar and the frog starts singing, I did it my way. Bartender's astounded. He said, that's amazing. He said, I'd give you $1,000 for that frog. Guy said, you're kidding. He said, no, I'd give you $1,000. I got it here. I'll give you $1,000 cash for that frog. He said, okay, I'll take it. I don't have any money. Take the frog, give me the $1,000. The guy goes to the cashier, pulls out $1,000 and gives it to the guy. He pockets it and gives him the frog. And I mean, I'm standing here watching this. I think you gave away that frog too cheap. He said, no, the hamster's a ventriloquist. What's the average age of the audience? I've got to see if I can tell that one. So anyhow, I was talking about what happened here. So this guy told me a story, and it was long and boring. So I'm going to tell it to you now. Stuff, you know. Man came out, I walked out until I found a little tent, and the man came out front and gave a speech. This is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls on a belly like a reptile. You know, it was the same old speech, except for one part. He said, we won't charge you money because you got to pay with your heart. Thank you.
went something like this. Do-si-do across the stage like this. Stage that spoke to something deep within her. She loved that part of the stage. I mean, she loved that part of the stage. From God and everybody. It was disgusting. I loved it. She went like this. She went. Moment in time, I doubt the evidence of my own auricular organs.
Because standing there alone upon the stage, at this point clad merely in one flimsy sneeze, having discarded the scarf ages ago, without saying a word, without making a sound, without uttering a noise, without a single audible, intelligible syllable issuing from betwixt those firm but pliant voiced and oh so inviting ruby red lips. It appeared to me as though the movements of her body were calling my name. She went like this, she went.
Thank you. The longer she cried,
Long John, and take your time, and I can't make mine. So ain't that enough?
Stay.